On his way home, I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden returns to Washington after the North American Leaders Summit in Mexico City.
We cannot wall ourselves off from shared problems. We are stronger and better when we work together.
Mexican President Obrador hosted the meeting with President Biden and Canadian President Trudeau attending.
President Biden said many concerns, from supply chains to pursuit of clean energy, are shared. The migration crisis, however, remains at the forefront. President Biden publicly thanked the Mexican president
for stepping up to receive into Mexico those not following the lawful pathways we've made available instead of attempting to unlawfully cross the border between our countries.
Trafficking of humans and the deadly drug fentanyl are also serious concerns.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. While at the summit, President Biden said he was surprised to learn classified documents were taken to his former private office. Lots of people questioning why it took the White House 2 months to announce the discovery of the documents. The White House counsel's office said Tuesday,
"This is an ongoing process under review by DOJ, so we are going to be limited in what we can say at this time, but we are committed to doing this the right way, and we will provide further details when and as appropriate."
Fox's Peter Ducey. The onslaught of the atmospheric river storms taking a heavier toll each day on California. Governor Newsom spoke after surveying the damage in Santa Cruz County.
"We've had less people die in the last 2 years of major wildfires in California that have died since New Year's Day related to this weather in California. These conditions are serious and they're deadly."
At least 17 confirmed dead in the string of storms, tens of thousands of people without power. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Education Department rolls out proposals to help people with student loan debt.
The Biden administration is trying to reduce the cost of federal student loan payments, specifically targeting low and middle income borrowers. The regulations rolled out by the Department of Education include capping payments for undergraduate loans at 5% of borrowers' pay and requires payments only for those who earn more than $30,000 a year. The proposal would also remove all remaining debt after 10 years for those who took out loans of $12,000 or less. Critics say the plan is an unfair handout and worry about the price. The administration estimates the cost would be about $138 billion over a decade. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
One of the first acts for the newly sworn-in governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, was to ban a word from all government documents. The Republican issuing an executive order prohibiting the use of the non-gender-specific term Latinx. She justified the ban by citing a Pew Research poll that found only 3% of American Latinos and Hispanics use the term to describe themselves. Sanders was sworn in Tuesday as the state's first female governor. Investigators in Massachusetts turn up more evidence as they try to find out what happened to a woman who went missing New Year's Day.
The search for this Massachusetts mom, Anna Walsh, has certainly taken a grim turn. Prosecutors confirm a number of items have been collected. Those are now being processed and tested. Local TV station WBZ cites sources revealing blood, a hatchet, hacksaw, rug, and cleaning supplies were found. 47-year-old Brian Walsh thus far charged only with misleading police.
Fox's Molly Line, Brian Walsh has pleaded not guilty. And among the winners at the Golden Globes, Elvis star Austin Butler for Best Actor in a Dramatic Motion Picture. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.